This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. It's the Live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A man has come out as gay. Now, that's not news in most cases.
Not news.
But it is when you've spent the last 20 years of your life trying to be a gay conversion therapist.
Yes, suddenly that's news.
Yeah, so we'll tell you more about that and, you know, give you more to that story. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio. But David is still on the line. He's in New Mexico. He wanted to talk about the New Mexico side of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Of course, you know, listeners, if you've been somewhat tuned into the news over the past few months, you've probably heard about Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, not billionaire, multi-millionaire, hundreds of millions, I think is what he was worth at the end, like $500 million or $300 million or something like that, quite a bit. Financier, some question what he actually did to make money, but went to prison on charges of human trafficking, I believe is what they hit him with this time, if I recall correctly, and ended up turning up dead, allegedly, in a prison cell, which had suspiciously two cameras outside of it that were malfunctioning at the time of his demise. But David had something to say because he had multiple houses, and one of them was a very large ranch out in New Mexico called the Zorro Ranch. And David, you are back on Free Talk Live. You were saying he has had been known to give large donations to the Democratic campaigns there in New Mexico, and ultimately ended up buying a large swath of land from one of those Democratic politicians. That's what you were telling us right before we had to go to the news break. Go ahead.
Yeah, he bought 7,000 acres from the King family, the dynasty in New Mexico, Bruce King, the father who's now passed, who is a close friend of Bill Clinton, sold the ranch land to Epstein. And like I said, Epstein had, these are all clues, and Epstein had made over $100,000 that we know of, donations to the Democrat side of the political system over the years, including Governor Bill Richardson and Gary King, I believe it was, the son of Governor Bruce King, who Gary King got himself elected to Attorney General and tried to get elected as governor. So there was some campaign donations there. And
what do you think all that means? I mean, you know, he likes Democrats.
Well, he's given donations to the Democrat side. Doesn't really look like anything's going to the Republican side. Spending time with people on the Democrat side, not really on the Republican side. So there are connections, and they're socializing, and he buys this property, builds the largest house in Santa Fe County, twice the size of the previous largest house, and then puts in an airstrip so he can fly somebody's in there without having to travel the roads.
Right? I mean, pretty suspicious stuff.
Right. And I believe there is a photograph out there taken at the Zorro Ranch with the former Governor Bill Richardson and Prince Andrew. And then Prince Andrew has been photographed at Epstein's New York place there, and photographed specifically when he was letting a young woman out of the front entrance and waving goodbye to her. And
yeah, so that's actually video, not just photographs. It's video of him at the front door of that particular building. And then there's also the photo of Prince Andrew with, I think, Virginia Giuffre, I think was her last name, the accuser, Virginia Roberts Giuffre, who was the main accuser against Epstein in the recent case, looking both very, very happy, big smiles on their faces. He's got his arm around her. And they're actually trying to claim now that that photo's been doctored, that he actually wasn't there.
Right. And
trying to claim that, oh, no, that's not his hand around her. His fingers are fatter than
well,
than
in this new world of you can doctor anything, maybe we're right, right?
I don't know, man. It looks like a pretty legit photo.
And the point of all of this, these different clues added together, that all in contrast to in the local news media, meaning print, radio, television, there is virtually no news on anything about Epstein, really, in regard to the authorities of the state of New Mexico, mm-hmm. like Attorney General Hector Baldhairless, who might be interested in crimes being committed against, they may be somewhat morally acceptable if some 17-year-old wants to do whatever. However, it's in violation of the laws that these people themselves went to great lengths to legislate, to pass,
yep.
and then are not following. So you would.
What is the age of consent in New Mexico? Do you know?
I don't know for sure, but I think it is 16, but I don't know mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay.
But the bottom line is that there's clear implication that this guy was breaking established laws. I mean, the guy
17.
Actually went to prison.
According to the internet, ageofconsent.net says it is 17 years old.
Right, and apparently these young ladies were getting compensated for whatever, mm-hmm. but the point is that the local power structure, Attorney General Hector Baldhairless, et cetera, don't seem to be interested in pursuing any of the potential crimes that.
Well, what are they going to do? He's dead.
Well, he had plenty of help. There were plenty of other people that were involved, like that Ghislaine Maxwell.
Can there be? Hold on. Is there such a thing as accessory to statutory rape?
Well, if it's human trafficking, mm-hmm. it isn't necessarily one person. I mean,
yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know.
If all these politicians, Democratic or whatever, are involved in the underage trafficking of young people,
or enough of them are. I mean, there may not be all of them.
Well, they need a good investigation.
There are plenty of other crimes that would have been committed in this situation, and the point is that none of it is being publicly acknowledged, which would lead the public to believe that the Attorney General here or anybody else in law enforcement in New Mexico isn't looking into it whatsoever, which would be very odd, and especially yeah. considering all of the clues, you know, that the higher ups in the power structure in New Mexico were probably out partying at the house when those young ladies were present.
It's a great theory, and I think that, you know, you've made a strong case here, David, and I think you're on to something. I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Why, if this, you know, there's all this evidence, have they done nothing about the things that were allegedly could have been going on there? And that's because he was their buddy.
They really don't want to catch these politicians and important folks.
They're all friends, you know. I mean, even though that inside the politics there are some struggles over power, ultimately they all do agree that they ought to have power.
They agree on that.
You know, maybe they'll trade off here and there, and the Republican can take over, and then the Democrat. Although I think New Mexico is pretty firmly Democrat state. You know, they like their power. And maybe Epstein, you know, had some dirt on some of these guys, and maybe they gave it to him because they wanted to be a part of his lifestyle or whatever. Who knows what actually was going on behind the scenes? I saw a headline this week that some John Doe has filed in a federal court case begging a judge not to release names and information from the Epstein files. I didn't know you could file as John Doe in a public court case. What? How is that an option? I mean, can I do that? Just, you know, anonymously write a letter to a judge and file in a case?
It's funny.
I mean, it just, I don't know enough about the, I mean, I've been in the court system as a criminal defendant on occasion for civil disobedience, but I didn't know that you could be anonymous and file anything in some case. I would think that would be enough to just get you kicked right, you know, laughed out of court. Like, yeah, you've got to be on the record if you want to go to court. Who are you exactly? Well, apparently John Doe doesn't want those files to be released because it could mess some people's lives up. Well, yeah. 855-450-FREE. So I think David's probably onto something there with who knows how deep the corruption goes when it comes to these state government goons. And it's not just New Mexico. I mean, even if New Mexico is the worst of all the states, this stuff happens everywhere. 855-450-FREE. Jeffrey Epstein is probably just the tip of a very nasty iceberg. There's more coming up.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You don't have to talk about the hypocrisy of a man spending 20 years of his life telling people that he can cure them of their gayness while the entire time he himself was actually gay. The story in more detail coming from the Post and Courier out of Spartanburg. I think that's South Carolina. Anyway, McCray Game is his name, and he's gay. He was gay, according to Michael Makrowitz at the Post and Courier, when he received counseling from a therapist who assured him he could overcome his same-sex attractions. He was gay when he married a woman and founded what would become one of the nation's most expansive conversion therapy ministries.
I bet she's a little disappointed.
He was gay when thousands of people just like him sought his organization's counsel, all with the goal of erasing the part of themselves that Game and his associates preached would send them to hell. For two decades, he led Hope for Wholeness, a faith-based conversion therapy program in South Carolina's upstate. Conversion therapy is a discredited practice intended to suppress or eradicate a person's LGBTQ identity through counseling or ministry. But the group's board of directors abruptly fired Game in November of 2017. In June of this year, he publicly announced that he is gay, and was gay, and severed his ties with the organization. Now the man once billed as a leading voice in conversion therapy movement is trying to come to terms with the harm that he has inflicted while also learning to embrace a world and community that he assailed for most of his adult life. If you were to meet McCray Game, age 51, you'd catch on quickly that he likes to talk. He's loud and carries his thin build with confidence. Game is one of the many former conversion therapy leaders who have left the movement and come out as LGBTQ. So this isn't like a one-off thing.
No, happens all the time.
Right. It's not unusual that a lot of these people who are in the business of trying to stop gayness, are they themselves actually gay and trying to suppress a truth about themselves? And they're trying to, you know, lash out at others, to threaten others, in order to avoid dealing with their own issues. In 2014, nine founders and leaders from some of the country's most prominent programs and ministries wrote an open letter calling for a nationwide ban on the practice. Now, that's not the solution. I don't think we need to be threatening. I don't think the solution to a bad program is more violence and more threats, right? Because the threat of hell is essentially a threat of violence, right? Like, it's not going to be enacted by the person threatening it. So it's not the same thing as a real threat. You know, like if I say, I'm going to kill you, then that's a real threat or whatever. You were taking me seriously.
But going to hell is infinitely worse than being killed.
But you can't call the cops on somebody who says, if you do that again, son, you're going to go and you're going to burn in hell. You can't call the cops on that because that's not actually legally a threat because the person who's saying it cannot enact it. Right. But in this case, it's still a pretty scary thing because people believe in hell, even though it's a silly man-made concept that's designed to scare people into compliance. They still believe in it, and it's an effective tool at manipulating people. So
many Christian sects do not believe in hell. There's some
really?
That don't, yeah.
What do they call themselves?
What do you mean?
You said there's many of them?
Oh, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't.
Okay,
and,
interesting.
Several, I mean, I would imagine. Yeah, there's several of them that don't. I mean, I can't tell you all of them and what all their beliefs are or anything like that, but the Jehovah's Witnesses stand out glaringly as an organization that does not believe in hell.
Yeah, so I don't think that the solution of banning this conversion therapy is a good idea. There's all kinds of kooky programs within various religions around the country, and many people don't agree with these practices. Remember, Mark, years ago we talked about the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how they like to marry at super young ages, and
yeah,
it's pretty weird, and they take the boys and they sort of shut them out or shun them. And
right, so they marry
them
off young girls to older men.
Older guys, and, you know, it's weird, but it's their beliefs. It's their religion. They should be free to practice it.
And anybody who doesn't like it should be free to leave.
To leave, absolutely. The letter was published by the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Quote, as former gay or ex-gay leaders, having witnessed the incredible harm done to those who attempt to change their sexual orientation or gender identity, we join together in calling for a ban on conversion therapy. It is our firm belief that it's much more productive to support, counsel, and mentor LGBTQ individuals to embrace who they are in order to live happy, well-adjusted lives. The last part's probably true, but having a government crackdown on this practice is going to be even worse than, you know, the
consequences will be worse, and you need to have, you know, religious freedoms, sadly, do extend to sort of other people, right? Like, you know, like religions are groups, and groups have shared beliefs, and that makes things difficult. You need to be able to raise your kid as you want to raise your kid, even if I say that it's not, I don't think it's right. But ultimately, if you can't raise your kid the way you want to raise your kid, then I can't raise mine the way I want to raise mine.
And who decides?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can assure you there are plenty of people that work for government schools that do not believe that I raise my kid correctly because we homeschool.
There's more to the story, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Michael is in Alaska watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi. I just wanted to say that me being gay myself, I think that it's, like, very disrespectful for that guy to cheer people.
The radio, that's too bad. He almost sounded like he was intelligent. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. And it is unfortunate what this person did, not that caller, but the person in question here, Mr. Game. He told the Post and Courier, quote, conversion therapy is not just a lie, but it's very harmful because it's false advertising. Unquote. Nearly 700,000 LGBTQ-identifying adults have undergone conversion therapy treatments or counseling, according to a 2018 study by UCLA's Williams Institute. In fact, one of our co-hosts. If you're listening only to Saturday shows, you probably haven't heard Aria DiMezzo, but she's on our Monday and Tuesday shows pretty regularly. And they put her into one of these camps, her parents.
She's still pretty bitter about it.
Oh, yeah. They sent her away to one of these Pray the Gay Away camps, and guess what? It didn't work. And now she's just bitter and angry about the experience. It was...
Instead of coming out of the closet, she kicked out the front door and ran down the street. Like, I mean, you know, it's quite queer, I guess, is the terminology one uses.
The various forms of conversion have been tied to emotional and psychological trauma for many, including depression, anxiety, and thoughts of suicide. It's been condemned by virtually every major medical group in the United States, including the American Psychological Association and American Medical Association. If you care about the person that we're talking about, you know, your child or cousin or whoever it is, and you're worried about them, well, you're not going to help them by sending them to conversion therapy. You're going to cause them even more mental stress, as though it weren't hard enough to be, you know, gay or queer in society in general. It's certainly not as hard now as it maybe has been in the past, but in the Deep South, it's probably still not that easy.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to share your thoughts for Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Stranded residents of North Carolina's Outer Banks are checking out the damage caused by Hurricane Dorian. The Coast Guard's landing local law enforcement officers on Ocracoke Island via helicopter and then airlifting people in distress. Governor Roy Cooper.
This is a very close-knit community, and people assure me that everyone is present and accounted for.
At least two deaths have been reported in the state, and at least 43 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas, which was slammed by the storm. Tommy Thompson is with the Ministry of Tourism.
Search and rescue is still ongoing. We've got to realize that this is a Category 5, a major storm that sat over the northern Bahamas for over 50 hours. So the islands that were affected are two of the major islands in the northern Bahamas, and all supplies have to get into those two islands, either via Nassau or the Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Although we're talking about the latest version of one of these conversion therapy ministers who has 20 years later now come out against the process and has revealed himself as a gay man. And he, guess what? He was gay the whole time. He didn't just choose after, you know, getting fired after 20 years to become gay. He was gay the whole time he was preaching against it. Ian and Mark here in the studio. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up in 1 week, the State of Anarchy, which is a great show that actually had us on as guests. They're putting together their very first conference. It's called Anarchadelphia. It's happening September 13th through the 15th. It's dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. And it's located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to promote self-ownership by shining light on issues ranging from geopolitics to blockchain economics and spiritual health and wellness, as well as by exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. featuring a bunch of speakers, including Jeff Berwick and Derek Brose, Luke Radowski, Kerry Wendler, and many more of the most influential minds in the Freedom community. All Anarchadelphia guests are invited to attend three uniquely stylized after parties Friday through Sunday.
That part sounds like a lot of fun.
These guys are fun guys.
Yeah,
so
fun kids.
It's going to be a good event where they can let loose and they're with their favorite Freedom advocates. So for more information, go to anarchadelphia.com and follow them on social media for updates. That's anarchadelphia.com. And I've heard people talking about this in advance. You know, I've actually heard people say they're planning on traveling up there after having heard about it here on Free Talk Live. So thank you if you're going to be going to that event. Unfortunately, I can't make it. I really wanted to go. I have something else to attend that particular weekend involving a former girlfriend of mine who passed away last summer. But I hope that everybody that goes really has a good time. Because we were talking with them at Anarcho Vegas, and it really sounded like they got a cool event.
Yeah, it really does.
Anarchadelphia.com. All right, so we continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We've got another caller on the line from Twitch. I'm just going to say this in advance before we take this call. If you're new to radio, and you may be new to radio if you are watching us on Twitch, which is an online video streaming service for those right. that aren't familiar with what that is. For our radio listeners that don't know what Twitch is, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can actually watch the show, which is a pretty cool thing. It's a great video streaming service. But many of the people there are young and
they've never heard of a dump button.
They don't know what that is.
A dump button is, well, it's a piece of software or hardware that allows us to be 7 seconds behind. When we say Free Talk Live is live, that's not exactly true. We're 7 seconds into the past or into the future from you know, what's being broadcast. So if you get on air and you say a variety of words, a small variety of words, but if you say those words, your butt is dropped, and the things you said don't make it on the radio.
No. You'll hear them on Twitch, but that's it.
Yeah, they don't make it on the podcast.
Watching.
They don't make it on a whole variety of things. Yes, you'll hear it on Twitch, but you can get your own Twitch channel and say all kinds of terrible words on it, so you don't need to come on ours.
Yeah, and
go
by
ahead,
the way,
Twitch caller.
Right, so with that preference, or not preference, but preface. Yeah. We got a whole 24 viewers on Twitch tonight. So actually we're doing pretty good on Twitch compared to a typical night. So that's about as far as it's going to go. Joe in South Carolina, you are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. So before I get into my story, I'm going to need to tell my great story, which will lead up to what I'm about to talk about.
All
right. So basically, we were in church, and my mother was pregnant. So she went into labor while we were in the church.
Now, what kind of church?
It's a Catholic church.
Okay. And this is in South Carolina, where you're calling from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, and the moment I was born, I felt weird. So then as the years passed, I started to feel different. Like,
how could you remember? Are you actually claiming to remember the moment you were born?
Oh, no. I just hear stories all the time.
Okay.
So when somebody says you felt weird, did they feel you and they called that feeling weird? Or they...
No,
I mean,
I know from the way I am now, being a proud LGBTQ member, I know that I was different before, and then I felt weird because I knew I could change. And then now, I'm proud of myself and who I am.
And which letter are you?
And G.
So you're a gay man. Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
And it's hard.
What's hard?
Being the G.
Being the G. How old are you?
And being Catholic.
I bet that is. Yeah, I don't imagine Catholics are particularly friendly.
Catholic's a big religion. They have all kinds of sects, and it's difficult to... Sects. And they have different feelings on different topics. So there's liberal Catholics, there's conservative Catholics, and, you know, just find the right ones would be my advice.
So are you still... How old are you? Yeah, how old now are you?
I'm now 16.
Okay. Yeah, whatever problems you're having do get better as life goes on. High school and all the pressures of being a teenager, these kind of things. Yeah, that's probably the worst part of being gay.
But, yeah, the real question I have is, should I
Oh, shoot. He said, should I? And I accidentally dropped his call. I'm sorry, man.
This is the problem.
Trigger finger.
Talk show. I have to forgive you because I thought the same thing as soon as he
here
said it.
Here it comes, right? Like, here's the real question. Okay.
Poor kid.
Sorry, buddy. You can call it. You can call in again, and we can
that
try.
That's what I would call a technical difficulty.
Yeah, that was
it's not technical.
Well, yes, it was my technical difficulty. Yeah. I apologize about that too.
Poor kid.
All right, 855 450 free, like freedom. Call
Should
us
I?
On Discord. call us on Discord, then it'll be more clear with the words that you're saying. It would have been more clear to me that it was the word should rather than another one. Let's go on. So, from the Post and Courier about this guy coming out as gay after being a conversion therapy therapist, whatever you want to call that, fraudster.
Like in charge of it.
Yeah, fraudster. Nearly 700,000 adults have undergone this conversion therapy, and of course that has resulted in many emotional and psychological trauma for those people, including depression, anxiety, and thoughts of suicide. So it made being gay even worse, you know, because they were being told how awful they were and how they needed to change, and of course they didn't probably believe that they could change because they were always that way. So how could you change from something that you've always felt? Last year, the LGBTQ youth advocacy nonprofit Trevor Project launched 50 bills in 50 states, a campaign lobbying for legislation in every state barring conversion therapy on youth, which is, again, not going to solve this problem, and that will likely be overturned because of religious freedom. I mean, if it's your religious belief that this can be changed, then you shouldn't be prohibited from having that religious belief or trying to share that religious belief, despite the ostensible damage that it causes. Because, Mark, you were damaged in a lot of ways. You aren't a gay man, but going to church is something, is a kind of a burden that the stories they told you still bothers you to this day.
Yeah, my particular take on religion now is by no means what I was taught as a kid. And I'm sure that the people that were teaching that stuff had all the best intentions. But, you know, to me, the stuff doesn't make sense today, and everybody who's, basically everybody out there, as far as religion goes, they have their own little views of things. Very few people mirror someone else. They've all got their own personal relationship, and that's what religion should be, is your own personal relationship, rather than, telling people how God is.
By the way, Joe is back on the line, the gentleman that I accidentally hung up on. So I'm going to ask you to, Joe, hang on. We're going to get to you here coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, and hopefully it'll be worth it. Hopefully he wasn't planning on saying something offensive at the end of the call. We'll continue in moments. And, of course, your thoughts are welcome. Joe is a gay young gentleman, and he's got things to say. So we'll get into that coming up here. And if you want to talk about conversion therapy or whatever is on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you are on the line now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, we've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we also got a bunch of features on the website, including the AMP program. I want to say thanks to Piper, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means Piper is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we give you the stuff on the website for Free Talk Live for free. So if you want to go and download archives that go back for more than a decade, no problem. Download them all. We don't care. If you want to watch the webcams on Twitch or DLive, cool. It's there. It's free. We've got a bunch of free features for you. But if you appreciate the work that we do, you appreciate the fact that we're talking about freedom and liberty and peace, cryptocurrency on a 7-night-a-week basis here on Free Talk Live across over 200 radio stations over the whole week, then you want to help us out a little bit. $5 a month is all it takes. That's what Piper's doing as a silver amplifier. And you get some cool perks and bonuses. There's the AMP-only Facebook group that you can get into if you're still on Facebook. If you're on our Discord server, there's an AMP-only call-in line there. There's also the AMP discussion rooms on the Discord server. So there's some bennies that you get. But most importantly, it helps us get on more radio stations because it does take some money to, you know, advertise to the radio business and reach out to program directors and that sort of thing. So we really appreciate it when you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And I appreciate Joe in South Carolina for calling back in and giving me a second chance since I screwed up his call the first time. We've always got an itchy trigger finger when people call from watching on Twitch because there's a real problem with guys, you know, saying words they're not supposed to say on the radio. So, Joe, you'd called in to kind of share, you know, the difficulty of being a young gay man. You're 16 years old, and you grew up Catholic, and you were going to get to some sort of a point, and then I accidentally hung up the phone. So go ahead with what you were trying to say.
Yes, I was going to ask a question, is if I should come out to my priest, because I don't know if he'll try to cleanse me or ban me from my religion. By the way, I feel like it's a bad choice that I'll make if I come out.
I don't see how it would benefit you to come out to the priest. In my opinion, and I'd like to hear how you feel about this, Mark, I would say the best thing to do would be to just don't go to that church anymore. I mean, they're likely not going to be friendly towards, I mean, if you already know that they're somewhat hostile towards being gay in this particular version of Catholicism, then you're not going to convert them, that's for sure. So, I mean, the only point of coming out would be to say, ha, see you later, but there's no real point in rubbing their nose in it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I find coming out to be an odd thing, because it seems to be uniquely a LGBT thing.
That's not true. I came out as when I was an atheist. I came out as an atheist to my parents when I was a teenager.
Right, but if you're heterosexual or not an atheist or whatever, if you're not odd,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have to come out. The heterosexual kids aren't telling the preacher that they're having, the priest that they like, you know, the opposite sex. So why bother telling him that you feel the same? You like the same sex. If you have to confess to the preacher that you've had naughty, inappropriate thoughts, then do so and do the amount of Hail Marys you've got to do.
Wait. Do you actually believe in Catholicism?
He said he's Catholic.
Yeah. I know that. Sorry, say again.
I do.
You do. Okay, well, yeah, then that is a problem, right? Because on the one hand, you follow the strictures of this religion. On the other hand, they may not necessarily welcome people that have your sexual orientation, and that could feel odd. I would say start looking for a more friendly place, unless you happen to believe that your priest will be compassionate and friendly towards you, and you obviously know him better. You're the one that has some relationship with him or her, and we don't. But to me, it would seem like, you know, you can still believe in God and not go to this church, right? You can still be a Catholic, right, and not go to this one,
sure.
This one place. So, you know, if you feel like this is going to be a burden upon you to come out to this person or that it could make your life more difficult, then there doesn't seem to be any benefit to it. Now, I could understand why somebody in your position might want to come out to their parents, for instance, because, you know, they may put you in awkward positions, like, you know, try to set you up on a date with a girl or something like that, right? Like, there could be some sort of weird situation where you're like, yeah, that's not really for me. But if they don't know that that's not really for you, then they'll keep putting you in those awkward situations because you have to live with them, at least for another couple of years. But then again, if they're going to be absolutely terrible people about if you come out to them, that may indeed be a reason to just keep it quiet for the next 2 years until you're finally on your own. Then if you want to say something to them, at least then they can't, you know, control your living conditions. So that's a tough question, and I think that's a question that really should be directed towards other people who've done the coming out process. And Mark and I, we're not gay, so we haven't done that particular form of coming out. When I came out as an atheist, and I'm no longer an atheist, but at the time as a teenager I was, my parents were supportive of me in that particular case. They said we would support you no matter what you decided to do. But not all parents are going to be as supportive. So, you know the situation better than any of us do, but I would say the best thing to do is talk to other people who are gay and who have come out and ask them what their experiences were like and what their recommendations would be. And Joe, thanks for being a good caller tonight here. I really appreciate the discussion, and I appreciate hearing from you. And of course, we're toward the end of this particular episode, but if you're listening to the show and you want to say something to Joe, you're always welcome to call in, you know, another night and give your advice.
Yep.
In that circumstance. Let's go on, though. We've got Emily. She's on the line listening to WNTK, which is a New Hampshire radio station, but she's in Louisville. Hello, Emily. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I would suggest to the, he's not a man at 16, and I think it's important that we know.
When does he become a man?
Well, your brain doesn't really finish growing until you're about 25.
Yeah,
okay.
And this is
fair to call him, it's even later than
would
that.
It, would it be fair to call him a young man?
He is a juvenile or a youth. What happened was the term boy became a dirty word, and you were not allowed to say boy. You couldn't call a young male a boy because it had been used as a derogatory term against African Americans many years ago.
Well, I just wouldn't use it because when I hear boy, I think of a little boy, and I don't consider teenagers
right.
to be boys and girls.
Well,
they're young adults. And
they are not adults. They
well,
are
we
not.
Can we can debate about that another time.
Okay,
what's your point?
Well, the point is, I would suggest that he get some professional counseling, and I felt sorry for him because I think you can tell that he is struggling, but I think what he really is looking for is a father figure. And when he talked about how he was born, he never mentioned having had a father around.
Well, yeah, obviously we had a limited amount of time with which to speak to him, and I'm going to say thank you for the call. Emily, your phone sounds absolutely horrible, so I can't keep it on the air much longer, but I do appreciate hearing
you
from
you. You do hate a bad phone.
Let's go to Pam in New Mexico, listening to KOBE. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, you know, God doesn't heal us from absolutely everything that's wrong with us. For instance, Johnny Erickson Tata, she broke her neck at 17, and she's been paraplegic all her life. She's been to all kinds of people for healing, and God chose to leave her a paraplegic, but he gave her a ministry in life to do in the condition she was in. I think I've figured out what the thorn in the side of the Apostle Paul was, that he prayed for years and years for God to take away, and God spoke to him and said, I'm not going to take it away because this is going to keep you humble. Well, I think the Apostle Paul was gay. I think he wasn't acting on it, but I think the desires and everything were eating at him, and I'm sure he thought, well, if God would heal me of this, then I could be a better preacher and all this, and that's why God told him no. This is to keep you humble.
It's a theory. Base the theory?
Many years of trying to figure out what it was, and then just one day a light bulb went off, and he wasn't married, and people that were raised to be a rabbi the way he was, they were almost all married at age 30, and other little things about the lifestyle of the people that were raised the way he was raised in his Jewish life. And
well, I tend to think that Paul probably exaggerated a lot of his relationships within Judaism. So, you know, being the likelihood of him being a Jew from Tarsus is slim. The likelihood of him having any kind of sway within the Sanhedrin as a young man is very, very unlikely. So, you know, I always wonder. Maybe it's just exaggeration was what Paul's thorn was.
Hey, Pam, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate it. And if we didn't get to your call, if you were on hold, I apologize. We hit this hot topic, and of course, everybody called in the last segment. So call us tomorrow night if you got more to say. We'll be on then at 7 p.m.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.